Now, if you visited or drove past a Dunkin' Donuts in Vermont on Friday, you might have noticed something that you don't usually see at Dunkin' Donuts, and that's police officers standing on the roof. Usually that is a sure sign that something bad is going on, but as VPR's Taylor Dobbs reports, this was an exception.
It's Friday, and Winooski police officer Derek Kendrew is in full uniform, gun and all, standing on top of the roof of Dunkin' Donuts along Route 15 in Colchester. He's a burly guy, and with his sleeves up, you can see tattoos covering his forearms. But he makes a point of not being intimidating up there.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm curious.
Okay.
Well, what are you doing up there?
Well, this is a cop on top of them.
Kendrew was on the roof alone, but he was part of a team of police from different departments at the Dunkin' Donuts location raising money for the Special Olympics.
How does it work? People just come around the drive-through?
Yep, pretty much people that walk in. We've got an officer that meets them here, and then we got another officer, Chief Jen Morrison from Colchester. She's by the drive-through, so she talks to them as they go around, and I'm up here and wave them all in.
Next to the drive-through window, Colchester Chief Jennifer Morrison is standing with Kate Bovey, who competes in the Special Olympics. She says the fundraiser has been really successful, despite the rain.
Yeah, it's fun, and people are giving whatever they can, which is very nice.
It probably helps that Chief Morrison is handing out coupons for a free donut to everyone who donates. But still, Bovey says the support means a lot more to her than just putting on a competition.
It means giving a chance to show what people with disabilities can do, and that we have a chance to prove that just because we have disabilities doesn't mean that we can't do things.
Morning. Morning. Would you like to make a donation to Vermont Special Olympics? Would you like a coupon for a donut?
Chief Morrison says the cops on top idea started earlier this summer with police spending a full 24 hours on the roof of the Harley-Davidson dealership in Essex. For the latest iteration, Dunkin' Donuts sponsored the event and hosted police on the rooftop of 8 locations around Vermont. Morrison said this version isn't a 24-hour stay on the roof, but the event did have to stay true to its name.
We got up top, we were waving at people, and then we realized it would probably be more effective to have some interaction with folks not from up on the roof. So we left Derek up there and told him he could not come down until we raised enough money.
Until then, at least there's donuts and coffee nearby. For VPR News, I'm Taylor Dobbs.